throughout the morning, we've been hearing stories and hearing from people who have had interactions, have had long periods of time at the Stollery, sometimes short periods of time, you name it. It's all been, it's been a fascinating group of conversations. We have one more to go with right now, and we actually have three guests joining us. We have Mama, Mom, Michelle is here. Say hello, Michelle.
Hello.
We have Cameron. Say hello, Cameron.
Hello.
And we have Big Brother Brady.
Hi.
Hi. Great to have all of you. This is a story about a family, because nothing ever happens here that the whole family doesn't experience.
That's for sure,
yeah. Probably right. But Cameron has been having some issues.
Well, Cameron started out having issues. He was born 3 months premature at 26 weeks. We know he started off cooking and growing and getting bigger at the Stollery at the Royal Alec. Yeah. But things went a little weird, and he had to come over to the other Stollery where they thought they were going to have to do surgery, and they did. And, you know, we went back and forth a few times. There was some scary moments. We just about lost him a couple of times. There was a two-week period where he had a 50-50 chance of survival.
Wow.
He pulled through. He's the toughest kid I've ever met. And after 8 months, 254 days, Cameron finally came home and joined Mom and brother at home, and the three of us got to be a family together for the first time.
Cameron, you need to speak out. What's on your mind? Or are you just looking for your brother Brady?
My mind is like crazy.
Your mind is crazy. There's so much going on here today. I know, I get it, right?
I think the speaker's through his ears.
It's a little loud, too. Yeah, a little loud. I'll just turn that down.
Nah, he's all right.
And you also bring up a really good point that a lot of people are not that familiar with. The Stollery is a hospital within a hospital, generally at the university, but there is a satellite Stollery over at the Royal Alec.
Yes, and I think people don't realize that. I believe there's 60 beds there, and that's where most, like, premature babies or babies that just need a little bit of, you know, a little oxygen or a little, you know, a little extra love at the beginning. They can't quite keep their temperature. That's where they stay. They stay there. They only come over here when it becomes surgical or something that they can't handle over there. And I mean, they handle a lot, but Cameron, it was his bowels and his lungs that caused us so much trouble. And we went kind of back and forth, and that was our trip across the river a couple of times.
Yeah, could have been longer. Tell us about the experience here, because I talk about this being a part of a family. Like, Brady's with you as well. You have Cameron. You have
I'm a single mom. So, I mean, I had Brady. He was 4 years old. So I had to, you know, it was like a job. I would come to the hospital every morning at, you know, 8 o'clock. I would spend the whole day here. At 4 o'clock, I'd go pick him up. I'd go back home. And then, you know, I'd come back in the evening usually from like 10 until midnight if I had someone to watch Brady. So it was definitely like a challenge. And, you know, they were always making sure that I was looked after. There was lots of people to make sure that I was not alone, that I had people to talk to, that I had support no matter what I needed. Like, there was always somebody that I could ask or talk to. They were so good.
And I would think that there were many times that you had Brady here as well, right?
So I did.
That everybody was here, and he doesn't get forgotten, right? He still gets he's part of family treatment.
Yeah, for sure. And everyone loved seeing him. He actually put on we were in the PICU one night, and Brady put on a concert. He sat on Cameron's bed and he sang every song he knew. And when I looked up, all the nurses were in the doorway and he was singing away all the songs he knew, Twinkle Twinkle and ABCs, and he was singing to his brother. So it was the sweetest thing. And so they were always making sure that Brady had, he was looked out for too. And the nurses were playing games with him or talking to him or telling him jokes. So it was always good.
Yeah.
Brady, do you like it here?
Yeah, it's nice here.
Well, this is where your star was born as a singer. Are you still singing these days?
Yes.
What kind of songs? Do tell.
Well, there's a bunch of different songs, just any song that I've listened to.
But what song are the choir doing right now?
A bunch of Beatles songs.
Yeah, the Here Comes the Sun and
Blackbird.
Very nice. Those are good tunes. Outstanding. Cameron, how you feeling? What's going on here? What are you doing? You're busy. You're super busy this morning.
Where are we going tonight? We're going to stay in a
hotel.
In a hotel, yes.
Oh, very cool. How come?
Brady has a speed skating competition in Rocky Mountain House, so we're going to go to a hotel and there's a pool, right?
Yeah. Going to Rocky. How's Cameron doing these days?
He's great. You know what? He's great. He got, so basically because of his premature birth, he ended up with cerebral palsy. Okay. So he is in a wheelchair. He has the use of his legs, but because of the way they, the scissor and the way their tightness, he can't walk.
Okay.
But he does have movement of them and movement of his hands. Yeah. He's in grade 3. Right? Yeah, he's in grade 3. I was like, wait a second, what grade is he in?
It's a whirlwind.
Yeah, right? And he's doing so good at school. He loves school. He loves his friends. We do come here about once every 6 months, and they do Botox in his legs to help with the tightness of his legs. And we were here for a surgery last year or 2 years ago, and then last year again. So, you know, we're always touching base with this dollar. We're not as in it as we were when we first started, but we definitely come and check it out every now and then.
I'm going to hit you with a question here in a second. The first thing I want to remind people of some phone numbers here, because we're here for the Radiothon in order to help raise money for the
You bet. That's awesome.
780-407-KIDS. That's 5437 or 1-866-407-KIDS. Easy to remember, even easier to donate if you have it available and you can. This is also a power hour, so Arctic Spas is going to donate up to $10,000 if we get 20 monthly donors. Doesn't have to be a ton. It could be 10 bucks a month. It could be 20 bucks a month. We amass 20 of those monthly donors, bam, 10 grand. It'll work out really, really well. If you can help out, we would love for you to be able to take part. Because we get to hear in these conversations what a difference this place has made. So I've asked other people this morning, Michelle. When somebody says, well, oh, yeah, your kid had to go to the stallery, what was that like? What do you tell them?
I mean, for us, it was life-saving. Like, he would not be here. Like, there's no ands, ifs, or buts. Like, he was too small. They had to put him on something called ECMO, which pulls all the blood out of his body and oxygenate it. And he was too small. They don't do it on babies under 3 kilos anywhere else in the world. And he was only 2.6 kilos at the time. But they said, we'll do it. We'll try. Let's it. And they did it. And he's here because of them. Like, there is nowhere else that would have done it on him that small.
Yeah.
And so for me, the Stollery is life-saving. Like, that's it. We would not be here as a family, as a whole unit, if it wasn't for the Stollery.
And just the way this is set up, I know a big part of the future plans, and the foundation has certainly been talking about that too, is to have a standalone hospital at some point. So, you know, right now there's the satellite one over at the Royal Alex, like you said, with the 60 beds, and then there's the other stuff. To bring it all together and have it all in one.
That would be amazing. Amazing. Like, just a place for kids. Like, I mean, this is amazing. It's in itself. But, you know, there's people, there's adults, there's, you know, people walking around, other adults. To just have a place for kids where they just get to be kids and then they don't have to worry about anything. I mean, that would be just amazing.
I don't know how many times I've spent a little bit of time doing some fundraising or some promotional stuff on the beach. People always reference the beach, but there are so many different programs. I've been talking this morning about the donations that can fund the pet therapy program for a while or do some of those activities at
music,
the beach.
The music, yeah.
Without that, I mean, this is hard enough to go through at the best of times. If you can't help Brady have a little bit of fun while he's here, and you can't help Cameron power through, it becomes... I don't know how many people would be able to handle it, right?
Well, even for me, like, he was too small to go to the beach. He was only a baby. Yeah. Like, he couldn't really go to the beach. But even there was one day they had Gord Bamford was here doing a concert, and I got to go and listen to that. And, I mean, how cool is that? I'm sitting, you know, 5 feet away from Gord Bamford while he's singing songs I've heard on the radio. Yeah. My whole, like, it was such a cool experience for me to get to do that. I'm stressed. I'm, you know, this is not an easy situation. And just to have that little moment, that little memory is, you know, so important, right?
I don't know how many, you know what, and you bring up and I know it, and we've talked about it in the past, but I always think about, what about the other kids and how they, but the parents said you need that emotional support. You were going probably through one of the greatest nightmares of your life, right?
Bar none.
After great joy.
Yeah.
Great nightmare of your life, and then to have that support to help you power through.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you're not just powering through, you need some help.
Yeah, no, there was always, and it's really isolating, right? Like, your friends try to be there, but they don't understand what you're going through. And, you know, at the beginning they come and visit, but you know, everybody's busy with their lives and stuff. So it became really isolating. I was here by myself most of the time. My parents couldn't always be here. They were helping with Brady, you know, so I was here by myself because I'm a single mom. So I, you know, I looked, you know, I needed people to talk to, really. That was really just having, just being open and being able just to talk to the nurses. Like, that was, for me, that was life-saving.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just because I couldn't talk to him. There was a 2-week period I couldn't even open his isolette. Every time I did, he had to be dark and quiet for like 2 weeks. And so just having those nurses to talk to, the doctors to talk, anybody who would talk to me made such a difference.
You know what's funny? You may have had to have been dark and quiet for a couple of weeks, but that has changed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Fellas, Cameron, give me a fist bump, buddy. Nice job. Brady, give me a fist bump. Excellent. You can do the same
All
yourself.
Right.
Thank you guys so much for coming here. Thanks for chatting about the story.
Oh, thank you guys for doing this. This is incredible. Like, any money that can be raised. We do fundraising as a family, too, and so it's incredible that, that this event is here.
Outrageous.
And we do
what?
A lemonade stand. Yeah,
very nice. The whole family.
We've done two. Yeah,
good job.
One at Grandma and Grandpa's house and one at the
cabin.
Yeah.
I knew that once, so we go for about 10 minutes,
I know.
And then he gets chatty,
Oh, and
right?
He won't stop. Like, okay. He will go nonstop, so what? You better cut him off. We'll be here all day.
I have a little button. I can dial that down. Perfect. Cameron, Brady, Michelle, thank you guys so much
thank
for coming
out. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.